In Chapter of Tolerance by Zhuangzi, there is a story about Yellow Emperor going into the mountains to seek the way. Yellow Emperor ruled China for 19 years, and his ruling was free from corruption. When he heard Guan Chengzi, a sage, was living in Kangtong Mountain, he went to visit him. He said to Guan Chengzi, "I heard that you know the highest way, so I have come to consult you about the path of the way. I want to have a good harvest. Let winds and rains come in their proper time forever, and let all my people live and work in peace and contentment. What should I do?" Guan Chengzi said, "What you ask for are just some non-essential things, so I cannot tell the highest way to you." After saying those words, Guan Chengzi fell asleep at once, paying no attention to him again. Yellow Emperor came again from the leeward, moving his steps little by little, kneeling, made several big kowtows to Guan Chengzi, and asked in a new way, "I heard you know the highest way. Would you please tell me how to live a long life?" Guan Chengzi sat up suddenly and said, "That is right. You have come to the right track now. Come over. I will tell you." And then Guan Chengzi talked about the major principle on how to live a long life. Zhuangzi, Guan Chengzi, and Yellow Emperor took longevity as a supreme Tao, way, and thought, in comparison with longevity, politics was only a non-essential matter. Just as Toynbee said, leaders of the present world always avoid the issue of death, that is, avoiding the highest way and the greatest thing. Even if we do not say they are cowardly or most shameful, at least, they are only doing non-essential things. They are either busying themselves with arms races and competition in national power, watching whether the growth rate has increased by one digit so as to add to their political achievements. But the real great undertaking concerning people's livelihood, the real great matter of perpetual value, that is, prolonging the people's life, has been cast aside. In fact, only this understanding can be considered as representing the fundamental interest of the greatest majority of the people. The most fundamental duty of a country should be to enhance its people's most fundamental interest. The most fundamental interest of the people is the set of the individual's most fundamental interest, and all the individuals compose the...